The bears are out. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Wall Street now in bear market territory as the S&P fell more than 20% below its record set early this year, closing off 151 points. The Dow lost 876. The Nasdaq lost 530 over fears of rising interest rates and a fragile economy.
More pain is expected with the producer price index out tomorrow that will likely mirror or be worse than Friday's CPI. And tomorrow marks the beginning of the Fed's two-day June meeting. Markets have swung wildly as investors scramble to decipher how rapidly the central bank will raise rates. That's a big reason you saw investors broadly unload riskier assets. And a big portion of those inflammatory pressures is driven by energy. So the national average hitting over $5 a gallon this weekend. And records, of course, are nothing new. 34 of the last 35 days, we've seen new highs across the country.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady in Los Angeles. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is working on solutions.
We know that that higher prices are having a real effect on people's lives. We get that. And we are incredibly focused on doing everything that we can to make sure that the economy is working for every American people.
The House committee investigating the January 6th riot held its second public hearing today, releasing testimony from former President Trump's attorney general.
Former Attorney General Bill Barr told the House Select Committee he became demoralized over then President Trump's claims of rigged voting machines.
I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has, you know, lost contact he's become detached from reality.
That video deposition was part of several interviews conducted by the House panel revealing top campaign officials tried to advise the former president there was not sufficient evidence of widespread fraud.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The committee is trying to establish a link between persistent claims of a stolen election and the breach of the Capitol last year. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The Navy pausing all training flights after three crashes this month.
As investigations continue in the crashes that have left six dead in a seven-day period this month, the Navy is grounding all non-deployed aircraft for the day as they put the spotlight on safety protocols. Naval officials say they will, quote, review risk management practices and do more training on error management. On June 3rd, a Navy pilot was killed during a training mission when his F-A-18E Super Hornet crashed in a remote area northeast of Los Angeles. 5 days later, an Osprey crashed east of San Diego and killed five U.S. Marines, followed by the crash of a Navy helicopter the next day, also on a training flight. That crew of four survived. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An Iraqi man who has been held at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center for more than 15 years has pleaded guilty to war crimes charges for his role in al-Qaeda attacks against U.S. and allied forces and civilians in Afghanistan. The pleas by the prisoner, known as Abed al-Hadi al-Iraqi, will help efforts to resolve the long-stalled Guantanamo tribunals and wind down operations at the detention center. The Rolling Stones postponing a show in Amsterdam after Mick Jagger tests positive for COVID.
The band apologizing in a statement, but notes the safety of the audience, fellow musicians, and the touring crew has to take priority. Jagger also taking to Twitter to express regret, telling fans, "We aim to reschedule the date as soon as possible and get back as soon as we can." Some fans were in the stadium when it was announced the show was put off. The Rockers are in Europe for their Stones 60 tour, last performing in Liverpool. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, Jurassic World Dominion in the top spot, earning $143.4 million. Top Gun Maverick came in second, earning another $50 million. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness came in third. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.